Good morning. My guest this morning is Birch Moonwoman from the Occidental Community Choir. Good morning, Birch.
Good morning.
So, the Songwriters Showcase coming up on February 25th, 8 p.m. at the Occidental Center. How does it work?
Well, the Occidental Community Choir, which has been around for going on 40 years.
40 years?
Almost. We started in 1978. And we have usually written a good portion of our songs. There are probably a dozen current songwriters in the choir. Some are more productive than others. And we can't perform all of the work that comes out of choir songwriters. So our director, Andy Del Monte, got this great idea of having a special show. It's an extra concert, the Songwriters Showcase, for songs that people in the choir are composing, but they haven't been performed by us, at least not yet.
Uh-huh.
There's 11 people going to perform.
Really? Are you one of the songwriters?
I am, yes.
Oh, great. How long have you been writing songs?
I've only been writing songs a few years.
Uh-huh.
And I got really inspired to do that because of other people in the choir doing it. And I thought, you know, I could learn to do that.
That's excellent. Do you think this is an event that will become a regular choir event?
There's no telling. We're trying a couple of experimental things like artists in residence. We've only been doing for a couple of years now. But I hope that this Songwriter Showcase will continue because it is one of the things that inspires us to go on writing songs, right? And to become better musically, individually, and to collaborate, because it's always been a collaborative group,
right?
The Occidental Community Choir.
Do you find that songwriting also becomes a group effort, or at least a multi-person?
Yes, a multi-person thing at least. Andy Del Monte did have us compose something in a pentatonic scale when we had a retreat once, and that was quite a thing, and it worked even. But yes, often there'll be a lyricist, and then there'll be a person who sets it to music. Often that happens.
Mm-hmm. I know that people come from all over, not only Sonoma County, but Marin, all over Northern California, really, to see and hear the choir. Could you characterize your local audience? Who are the people that are there all the time, the people that you're surprised if you don't see them?
Well, of course, our friends and family. But besides that, we do have a following.
Uh-huh.
And some of it recently is new, and it's people in the local area that have kids and like to come, especially to our winter programs, because now we're always doing sing-alongs before we do our performance.
Oh, great.
But a really solid core of our audience are people who've known us for years, and not to be generational about it, but you know, you and I, we're the baby boomers or around then.
Right.
So there's lots of people in that kind of 20-year period of the baby boom that are very faithful to us. And then, of course, their kids.
That's wonderful. Of all of the theatrically related groups around the county, the community choir is one that I think people depend on it, that it's going to be there, that it's going to do what people are used to seeing they're used to be surprised.
There's our sativa song and other things.
Yes, right, yeah. Right. How long have you been with the choir?
I've been there since 2004.
Uh-huh. And had you been doing choral work before?
Yeah, I've always liked to sing, and I always like to be in community choruses. But this is by far the best. This is my people. You know,
I suspect that you're echoing many people in the choir who feel just about that way about it.
Well, you mentioned knowing Steve Fowler. He's going to be somebody who sings with me in a quartet at this performance. And he's been, of course, I think he's one of the founding members, or at least he goes way back.
I think so. Well, Birch, thank you very much for coming in. And
can we say the time and place again?
Oh, absolutely, sure.
8 o'clock on Saturday the 25th. That's a week and a half from now at the Occidental Center for the Arts.
Right. Okay. And, I should point out the tickets are $10 and kids are free.
$10 at the door.
And for information, 874-9392. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.